Pinkie Pie's Portable Pocket Dimension by Abunix. Where the stuff comes from. Infinity. Infinity is amazing. No matter from which point of view you look at it, it is and always will be a thing we don't fully understand. Imagine a random number of infinite length. A good example would be pi. No, not you, Pinkie, the number. Every pony knows that pi is roughly equal to 3.14159265358979328346. But pi does not end there. It is infinite in length. What's so interesting about it is that, no matter what number you can think of, you can find it somewhere in the digits after the decimal point. Infinity basically means that everything that could happen does happen, and we just don't know when and where. This, however, does not only apply to numbers. This phenomenon can be applied to letters or texts as well. But even that is just a minimal representation of what is possible when using infinity. And that is a point where it gets interesting. Twilight Sparkle closed her notebook. She sighed, levitated the quill and ink aside, and stared at the red cover of the professional-looking item on her desk.
Ooh, infinity!
Pinkie Pie whispered from beside her.
It's also got infinity over a sugar cube corner! An infinitely big, gigantic, super-sized blue straw raspberry cake!
She grinned at Twilight, her cheeks stretching until they almost reached up to her ears. Literally.
Pinkie, you know that that is impossible.
Twilight sighed, shaking her head at the usual randomness of her silly friend.
Even for you.
What do you mean, even for you?
Pinkie looked confused, as if she really didn't know what Twilight had meant by that.
I've got lots of little infinities with me, see?
She reached behind her back with one hoof, pulled it back again and held... Nothing?
Even if we have lots of air here in Equestria, I don't think that there's an infinite amount of it, though. Trust me, it is impossible to create infinity. It is just there.
The pink pony rolled her eyes and let out a long sigh.
No, silly, here! Look closely!
Twilight, knowing that she couldn't change Pinkie's mind, did as she was told, but could see nothing that would look uncommon to any pony.
Pinkie, there's nothing special about an empty hoof. Let's just go and see that super-duper cake you wanted to show me so badly a few minutes ago.
She turned to leave the room, but Pinkie stepped in her way before she could do so.
Stop right there, Twilight!
She exclaimed.
If you don't believe me, I'll make you believe! Look here!
She then clopped her hoofs together as if she wanted to clap. As soon as she pulled them apart again, she held a brick in her right hoof, which she had pulled out of her left one. Twilight's jaw dropped.
Ow!
She stammered, eyes wide open at the scene in front of her. Now Pinkie was giggling.
What? Do you think I can store all this useful stuff in my name? Magic? I'm an Earth pony! I have to follow the rules of physics!
She then continued to pull other things out of her hoof. A baseball, a basketball, a pack of flour, some wires, a chair, a flute, and, to top it all off, a complete piano. Twilight wasn't more than a stuttering mess at this point, not believing what she had just witnessed. She knew that Pinkie did this from time to time, but she had never done it to this extent before. Pinkie just grinned and proceeded to stomp her hoof on the various items she had just pulled out of it, making them disappear inside of it one after the other. She stopped at the piano and turned to Twilight.
You don't happen to need this, do you?
And with that, she stomped her hoof on it, making it disappear inside it as well.
Ow!
Twilight gasped again, making Pinkie sigh in turn.
Do you really want to know how this works?
Twilight didn't manage to say a word at this point. She just nodded wildly, her mouth still wide open.
Alright then, I'll reveal my secret to you, but don't tell any of the others, it's a secret!
She whispered. She then mimicked drawing a door in the air with a hoof from which she had produced the items. As soon as she had finished the whole frame, there was a flash of blinding white light. In the middle of the room, there now stood a rectangle of bright, white light, seemingly made from pure energy. Pinky walked towards it, poked her head in, and looked around.
It seems to be stable. Come on in!
She said, smiled, and disappeared into the light. Twilight, who had regained a bit of her composure by now, blinked a few times and walked towards it as well. She carefully lifted a hoof and placed it against the white light. There was little resistance, and as soon as she pushed her hoof through it, it began to suck her in. She let out a yelp and disappeared in a flash. A few moments later, there was a knock on the door. Then another. The door opened and a purple head with green scales peeked in. Noticing the white thing in the middle of the room, the little dragon shook his head and just left without any further words. Twilight had just fallen into a pile of things. It consisted mostly of things she didn't recognize or couldn't place anywhere, but some things looked familiar. The piano, the brick, and the basketball as well. Pinky was swimming through the air towards Twilight, who had given up trying to understand any of this. She just accepted everything as fact by now.
Never heard of something called pocket dimensions?
Pinky asked.
They're very useful, especially if you have to store lots of things that could be handy at some point. So I have no clue what this here is.
She held up a tiny metal sphere on a stick, turned it around in her hooves, and finally threw it away over her shoulder. Something in Twilight's brain must have stopped working, because she was just staring ahead, not noticing anything around her anymore. This had simply been too much, even for Pinkie Pie standards. She heard Pinky shout. With a jerk, she sat upright, having just been awoken from her short nap on her desk. Pinky slammed the door open and rushed over to her in a flash.
Twilight, you won't believe me, but I've just made the biggest, most gigantic, super-sized blue star raspberry cake in the whole white world! You need to have a look at it now!
She blurted out, without giving Twilight any time to fully awaken.
Yeah, sure. She said. Just let me finish this little entry about infinity.
Oh. No. Author's note. Alright, my first story ever. Feedback is needed and greatly appreciated. Also, note that this story is not meant to be taken seriously. It is a pure construct of boredom and nothing better to do. Read at your own risk. You have been warned. Hello there, everyone, and once again, it's comment time with Visual Pony. So, this story here, right here, was sent to me ages ago. Not to actually read it on this channel, but the author, Ebunix, is actually one of the former editors of this channel. You might remember him as Out of Context, or mentioned sometimes as Simon. He was one of the original editors of Fallout Equestria Project Horizons. And since I was looking for something to produce, I stumbled upon his story and was like, okay, I had it in my read later list, and I was like, okay, you know what? It's short, let's do this. So, Simon, this one is for you, and I hope that you can forgive me that it took me, like, I don't know, 2 years to produce it. I don't actually know when was this released. Yeah, more like 3 years. 2016. Okay. So, Simon, this one is for you. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed it as much as I did. And don't forget, you can support Visual Pony on Patreon. And yeah, we also have a Teespring store, which is linked down in the description. Love you all.